And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Two more hot fudge sundaes, Whit.
Got it, Connie. Oh, could you refill the hot fudge when you get the chance?
You don't want to do that?
Well, I have my hands full here.
I don't really know how.
Connie, you've worked here all this time and you don't know how to refill the hot fudge?
Well, Eugene always did it, and now Nick does. It's messy.
Oh, Connie.
And $2.47 is your change. We'll bring that right out.
Thank you.
So, what are you and Mitch up to this week? Anything fun?
Well, I don't know about fun, but he's supposed to talk with Agent Borland about joining the FBI.
Oh, Agent Borland's coming here?
He's in the area, so he said he'd stop by to chat.
Huh.
Or talk Mitch into signing on, more like it.
Oh, so Mitch still hasn't made a decision, huh?
Nope. And I think I'm more nervous than he is.
Morning, Whit. Connie?
Oh, Officer Berg, good to see you. Oh, what can I get you today?
Whit, I hate to do this, and I'll try to keep it as quiet as possible.
Keep what as quiet as possible?
I need to take you down to the station for questioning.
What?
Why?
You've been accused of a hit and run.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Connie?
Mitch, I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for calling. Did the police give any more information before they left with Whit?
Nothing. But Whit said it was a mistake, which of course it is, but what if he can't prove it? How long do they send hit and runners to jail?
Depends on the seriousness of the accident. 3 months probation to 40 years prison time.
40 years?
If he's convicted, which he won't be, I'll go down to the police station and find out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Connie. Mitch.
Oh, hi, Whit.
Whit, are you all right? Have they set a court date? How many years?
Oh, relax, Connie. Everything's fine. Well, mostly fine.
What happened?
Apparently, a used Tercel that I supposedly purchased was reported as a hit-and-run vehicle in an accident yesterday.
Supposedly purchased?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody purchased the Tercel in my name just last week.
So there's another John Whittaker out there?
With the same address, phone number, bank account.
What are the odds?
I think Whit means someone stole his identity.
Now, that's what the police believe, once I explained that I was in Chicago when the accident occurred in Connellsville.
Well, how can people steal your identity?
Well, easy if you can get someone's Social Security number. With that, you can get a fake driver's license. Then you can open credit cards, withdraw cash, all kinds of stuff.
And I've heard there's a lot of information online, too. Addresses, credit card numbers, even bank accounts aren't always safe against hackers.
How scary is that?
Yeah, that's a good word for it, Connie. I'm going to go upstairs and cancel all my credit cards and get my bank accounts changed. It's all I can think to do right now.
There is something else you can do.
What?
Go to the car dealer, the one who sold the car to your alter ego.
I think the police are going to do that, though they're not hopeful it'll lead to anything.
So it won't hurt if we check it out, too.
We?
Sure, unless you don't need my help.
Are you kidding? Let's go. You want to come, Connie?
Hmm?
Nick can watch the shop.
Sure.
Well, here we are. Honest Irwin's used cars.
Doesn't look like much.
Well, if you want, you can wait in the car, Connie. We won't be long.
Are you kidding? I'm here to pursue the truth, interrogate the suspects.
Now, Connie, we're not exactly going to interrogate the man, and he's not a suspect.
I bet that's Honest Irwin himself.
Of course. Slick back hair, beady eyes.
And the I'm Irwin t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that too. You know what? We should probably go over our questioning tactics. Do you want to be good cop or bad cop?
Neither.
Well, what should I be?
How about silent cop?
Huh?
Happy to do. Have I got a deal for you?
Oh, well, hello.
Here at Honest Irwin's, you come for a car and you leave with a friend. I'm Irwin, but my friends call me Honest.
Irwin, we have reason to believe
Connie,
that there's been deceit on these premises.
Connie, please.
What?
Silent cop?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Robert Mitchell, and this is John Whittaker.
Whittaker? Wait. Let me guess, you hear about that green 98 Tercel?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the police were here earlier. Look, I had no idea it was a scam. He had ID, cash, everything was in perfect order. Now, how could I know?
Oh, no, we're not here to accuse you.
Do you remember what this man looked like?
I do indeedy. In fact, I just got done showing his picture to the police. Law requires me to get a copy of his driver's license. Kind of blurry. I got it in the office.
I'd like to get a copy of that before we leave.
You got it.
Is there anything else you could tell us about this guy?
Well, like I told the police, he's pretty antsy when he come in. Bought the car and left in less than 20 minutes. That should have been a clue right there.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I never forget a car. He drove in here in a white 97 Chevy pickup. All-terrain tires, cracked windshield, nice brush guard.
Was he alone?
Oh, no. There was an older woman with him, but she stayed in the truck. I think it was his mama. At least, I thought I heard him call her mom.
Okay. Thanks, Irwin.
Sure thing. Remember, come for a car, leave with a friend. I could show you a few if you're interested.
No, thanks. Right now, the only thing we're interested in is a copy of that license, please. Well, this guy did a good job with the license. He knows what he's doing.
But the picture is so blurry.
He could have done that on purpose. Makes it harder for the police to describe him accurately.
Where does that leave us?
Nowhere at the moment. Unless someone spots the car or the man himself, we can only hope that he's local.
What'll the police do?
Not much. They've got too many cases and not enough manpower to chase down every fraud. Since no one got hurt in the hit and run, this is where they'll stop.
So, it's a dead end.
There's one hope. If this guy bought more than just the car, we may find a way to track him. The more he does, the more there's a chance he'll slip up. Well, when's the last time you looked over your credit card bills, Whit?
Oh, I got one in the mail yesterday, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Let's check it out.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Borland. Are we still getting together tomorrow? Oh, I understand. Saturday should be fine. You're kidding. Well, if I have to, I have to. Yeah, go ahead, run the security checks. I'll email you what you need. Thanks. Bye.
What did Borland want?
A decision about the FBI. He needs to know by the end of the week.
These heels are cute, don't you think, Joanne?
Sure. If you had an orange dress with red stars to match.
Well, I'll try these on instead.
Good.
Thanks for taking the time to shop with me.
Oh, any excuse to shop is fine by me. But there's something on your mind. Is it Whit's trouble?
That and Mitch.
Oh.
Agent Borland wants Mitch to decide this week about joining the FBI.
Oh, my. Is Mitch leaning one way or the other?
Well, he doesn't seem to be. What do you think of this pair?
You look about 9 feet tall.
Maybe we should look at the boots section. Yeah, one day he's telling me how exciting it would be to work for the FBI, and the next day he's talking about how much he loves Odyssey. He's confused.
Sounds like he's not the only one. How are you feeling?
Discouraged. Mitch and I have both prayed about this decision, but it doesn't feel like God's giving us any answers.
It may be hard to see at this point, but I do believe that God is guiding your steps.
Well, then why do we keep tripping over each other?
Do you remember when I moved here from Chicago?
Sure.
That was very hard for me. In my mind, Chicago was the perfect place to live. I loved the wind off the lake, the big buildings, the bustling people, deep dish Chicago pizza. And most of all, I loved my work.
With the missions board.
Yes. Things were going so well. So I didn't understand why God would want me to leave Chicago. It made sense for me to stay there, to keep doing what I was doing.
But you fell in love with Jack.
I did. And I prayed, my did I pray, that God would somehow bring Jack to Chicago. I didn't want to move to a small town in the middle of nowhere.
So God didn't answer your prayer?
Oh, but he did answer it better than I could have imagined. By the time Jack proposed, I knew this was where I wanted to be.
How did you know that?
Things seemed to fall into place. J&J Antiques, our ministry at the church. Now I can't imagine living anywhere else.
What about deep dish pizza?
I've fallen in love with potato chowder at Hal's Diner instead.
So, do you think I should go to Virginia if Mitch takes the job?
No, I'm not saying that, Connie. Jack and I were getting married. You and Mitch are only dating. What I mean, Connie, is that God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want him to. But he has a knack for putting us right where we're supposed to be.
I sure hope so.
God's here, Connie. And he'll show you what's best when the time is right.
No, there's nothing unusual on my credit card report.
That's too bad. Mm. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't help us much.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
What is it?
I thought this was a piece of junk mail, but it's a bill from Ted's Appliances. I've never heard of the place.
Really? Did our pal make another purchase?
A 52-inch television.
May I have a look?
Yeah, here.
Oh, this is good. It's just what we need.
It is?
Sure, the bill came here, but the television had to be shipped somewhere else.
Hmm.
We can call Ted's Appliances to find out where.
Would this guy be sloppy enough to have it shipped to his home?
Stranger things have happened.
Huh.
But there's another bonus here.
What?
It was purchased over the internet.
So why is that good?
Well, internet fraud is handled by the FBI. Maybe they'll let me help you in a more official capacity.
Well, that would be great, Mitch.
Well, can I use your computer at the shop?
Sure.
And I need to make some phone calls for you.
All right, let's go.
Okay, thanks for the information. Bye. Let's see what we can find here.
Well, Mitch, how's it going? Did you get anything?
I've got good news and bad news for you.
Well, what's the good news?
I spoke with Agent Borland about your case. He wants me to do some preliminary legwork on the scam.
Oh, good.
He's given me the access I need to chase it more officially.
Okay, great. And the bad news?
I accessed your credit report. Several credit cards were ordered in your name over the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
I wrote out a list. Here, you'll probably want to contact all these companies to cancel.
Thanks.
I also contacted Ted's Appliances to see where that television was delivered. They're going to get back to me.
Okay. Well, I'll go downstairs and call those credit card companies. I don't want our friend running up more bills while we're chasing him around.
Oh, hey, Whit, would you mind if I kept working here a while?
No, not at all.
I'd like to do some more work on your computer and try and figure out who's been accessing your accounts.
Yeah, sure.
There you are. I've been wondering about you two.
Oh, hi, Connie. I'll go make those calls, Mitch.
All right.
Mitch, I thought you were going to call me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot.
So how's it going?
Well, we're making some progress, following a few leads.
What? Has the anti-wit done more than buy a car?
Anti-wit. Well, he bought a television, too, and he may have hacked into Witt's computer. I'm checking now.
How are you checking?
Well, every computer has something called the IP address. It's a series of numbers that identifies you and your computer.
Oh.
Whenever you visit a website, like, say, you buy a book from an online bookstore, then the computer leaves those numbers behind.
Like when a thief leaves behind a fingerprint.
Well, kinda, yeah. And if a hacker can get access to that address and other information on your computer, then it's easy to use that information to commit fraud.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time somebody hacked into Witt's computer.
That's for sure. But here's my wild idea. If someone hacked into Witt's computer, then it's possible that they left their IP address on it.
You mean while they were hacking, they accidentally left their fingerprints?
Maybe. Depends on how good they are. Even if it's there, it might be encrypted. But I'm running a search on his hard drive to see what I can find.
You are really enjoying this, aren't you?
Well, I want to help Whit.
That's what I mean. You like doing that. Helping people.
Yeah, I do. You know what? This search is going to take a while. Why don't we go and eat? And by the time we come back, the computer should be done processing.
Sure. Let's go.
So what's the name of this restaurant?
I don't remember. I just heard it was past the boat launch and has the best brunch on the planet.
It's a beautiful drive around the lake.
Oh, I know. Remember the old days when we used to come hiking up here?
The old days meaning last week?
Yeah. Those were good times, huh? What are you going to tell Borland on Saturday?
Well, I've been praying about it and I have no idea. I keep getting conflicting messages.
Like what?
Like in church on Sunday, the pastor spoke about how in the Book of Ruth, she had to leave her home.
Yeah?
Which makes me think...
You should go.
Right, but in my devotions this morning, I was reading in Jeremiah about God telling the Israelites to be content, staying in Babylon, which makes me wonder if...
You should stay.
But one of the things I've been worried about is finding a good location to live in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I found out I have a good friend from college who just moved there and needs a roommate.
Oh.
So I think maybe that God's saying go.
Maybe.
And then...
Oh, there it is, Mitch. On the left, Frank's Breakfast Inn.
Frank's Breakfast Inn. Oh, boy. Do you know what that could mean?
That they serve waffles?
The initials, FBI. Do you think that's a sign?
That you should join?
Well, you're the one who suggested we should go here.
Yeah, but look, we had to go downhill to get to it, which means that joining the FBI would probably take you on a downhill path.
That's just weird. Those would be the initials.
Come on, Mitch. That is so silly. Okay, but FBI also stands for Forever Bad Idea.
Okay, Connie, now you're being ridiculous.
Oh, now I'm being ridiculous. You're deciding your career based on a pancake house.
We argued all the way through lunch about this. I'd like...
What's that noise?
Oh, it's Witt's computer done processing. I think it worked.
Yeah?
I think I've got the IP address of whoever hacked into Witt's account.
Whoa.
Bingo. Wait. That can't be.
What's wrong? Do you know who the anti-wit is?
Well, according to this, it's me.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
I don't really understand it either. But someone who is obviously very good with computers has used my IP address. They're making it look like I'm the one who's been stealing from you, Witt.
Well, that couldn't just be a random thief, then. It has to be someone that knows both of us.
And someone who wants to hurt both of us.
Lights out! I said lights out! 8346, come on out. I need you to scrub down a bathroom before you go to sleep. Come on, let's go. Here, follow me. Hey, 8497. Lights out down there. Okay, in here. Okay, I got you another computer address. It comes from a really nice computer. The guy could be rich. Speaking of rich, when am I gonna get my money? I mean, not that I'm getting impatient or anything, but I've been helping you with this scam for a few weeks now, and, well, I haven't gotten anything out of it. You probably don't realize what a chance I'm taking here. The smuggling computers into a high-security prison isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm worried the warden is getting suspicious. Why are you looking at me like that? You're not messing with me, are you? I mean, there is money at the end of this whole thing, right, Charles?
Mr. Sutton. There is so much more than money at the end of this whole thing. As fate would have it, there is also the sweet taste of revenge.